Rakina. I'm going to pick up your point because I think what I, when I came to this 10 years ago, having spent all my life in business, it was a very obvious thing for me to go and talk to customers about what they wanted and how they thought I could do a better job for them. That wasn't necessarily the way we operated in the humanitarian and development world. We were more concerned about telling them what was good for them. So we made a point very early on in all our work to integrate refugees in all aspects of a dialogue and continuous dialogue to find out what it is that they really want, what it is that would really make a difference to them. How can we do things in a better way? How can we engage with them on a constant basis to make sure that the investments we make are as good and cost-effective as possible? So we created different models, and we've actually funded organizations that are specialized in doing exactly that work to better understand how our programs can be more effective. Working with UNHCR, working with a number of different partners and refugee-led organizations in the countries where we operate. So just want to echo your point about the fact that this is really important, and I think we have done what we could in probably not attracting all the organizations we could work with, but we have worked with a lot of different ones to better understand how we can be better at our work and how our investments can lead to better results in the countries where we operate.